listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
They sometimes say that shopping centres kill the suburban high street, and online shopping is killing the shopping centres. So what do you think? Is it time for the high street to make a comeback? Well, retro is cool, or that's what I think in any case. In fact, the whole concept of high street design and the idea of creating a genuine community was the subject of an urban planning group at the University of Queensland. And the leader of that group was a woman called Dr. Dorina Poyani. And I'm pleased to say Dorina is here in studio to discuss this afternoon. Dorina, good day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Do we have suburban high streets in Brisbane in the way that Sydney and Melbourne do?
No, we don't, because we are a newer city. We were designed after the automobile started to reign supreme in Australian cities. So we were not organized around neighborhoods the way Sydney and Melbourne were organized. But we are at the juncture now where the city has become very large, so that monocentric urban form of old with the CBD dominating and all the good main streets being in the center is not working so much anymore. Our research found that the good main streets are all in the inner city. There are a few good main streets in the outer suburbs, but not many of those in Brisbane. And we didn't do the study to sort of put down the outer suburbs, but we did it to raise consciousness, because poor design in main streets, in suburban main streets, is a disservice to the residents. I mean, they already have it hard. They're being pushed outwards because of high housing prices in the inner city, and then the amenities aren't there either in terms of main streets that could sort of anchor the community.
Well, it can be the heart and soul of a community, really, where you've your local what? I mean, what comprises a high street? What do you have there to qualify as a high street, as a main street?
So the idea is to have one main anchor use, for example, a large department store or maybe a large supermarket that draws in a lot of users, and then have a lot of small businesses, not chain businesses, that serve the local community. That's the idea. But it's not just about the uses. Our study focuses a lot on the design of the high streets, the suburban high streets, or main streets, as they're called in America. And the design needs to have specific characteristics to make a high street good.
Such as?
So we want the high street to have high levels of complexity, because the high street is meant to be contemplated on foot. So if you're driving by at 50 kilometers an hour, then you don't need a lot of complexity, because you won't have time to enjoy the high street. We need transparency, and glass does not make transparency. Openings and a lot of interaction between the indoors and outdoors.
And trees.
Yes. Are very important. Brilliant. Shade, yes. Good. Weather protection.
So where are some of the best high streets in Brisbane? You said in the inner city, but yes, where else beyond the obvious inner city areas, those outer suburbs that you were talking about?
So some of the best ones that we found were in Manly, in Maruka, and in Noonda.
Okay, Manly, Maruka, and Noonda. Congratulations, you're home to some of the best high streets in town. I'm assuming other places were sort of Paddington, the older suburbs of Brisbane. Where else would we find them?
Absolutely, yes. Those places do have good high streets, but we did not include those in the study because we looked at places beyond the 10Ks that generally considered the inner city.
So Maruka, Manly and Noonda as examples of those outer ring high streets that were ticking, yes, all your boxes. That's what you meant when you say they had the yanker, the openness, the planting.
Yes.
What else was making them attractive?
They're memorable streets, so they have certain design elements, maybe public art that makes you remember them, as opposed to generic spaces like suburban malls that are not memorable. So that's quite important too. They have human scale, so they're designed for people that are 1.60 meters tall, not giraffes or giants.
I love it. Size does matter. Well, I guess if you live in an area that isn't on your list, you might want to get together with your local council and talk about what you can do to generate that high street atmosphere in the in the centre of your neighbourhood?
So there is a lot local council can do. I mean, they can spruce up the urban design of an area. But then also location is important. I mean, some of the high streets, they need to be placed in narrow streets rather than just along highways, because in highways, even if you have tall buildings along a street, you cannot contain that large space of the highway. So from the beginning, the location needs to be right.
Location, location, location. Dorina, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. And I also wanted to recognize my co-author, Anshan Hoy, who did all the measurements and the field work.
Well done, Anshan. You are on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast, and you have been listening to Dorina Poyani, who's a senior lecturer in urban planning at the University of Queensland. And her research studied 10 of Brisbane's suburban high streets. It was published in the Journal of Urban Design. Dorina, thank you.
Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.